T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know what happens when you put this song in my head, Valero? I have hummed for 4 months, and I stopped like 2 weeks ago.
I missed it. Yo, Trey, drop the verse.
It's going down. Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Talk with Ira Winderman, who covers the NBA and the Miami Heat for the Sun Sentinel. Toyota of Hollywood, buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Ira Winderman is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Hello, Ira.
Oh, I thought you were going to go, hello, Ira, how are you? And then I could tell you how angry I was, but hello, Mark Hockman.
Well, how are you, Ira?
I can't tell you how angry I am.
It's like a vaudeville routine.
Can Dwayne Wade make up his mind? Because this is what happens tonight. 2 weeks ago, I was at the opening of the new sports medicine facility down at Baptist Hospital, and Pat Riley was there, and I'm Ira Winderman, so they said Pat's available for questions. So I allowed the cursory question about, Pat, what do you feel this new Miami Heat facility means for your team? And then it rapid-fired about 20 questions about the Heat because I was going to get my questions in. After which, and I respect the heck out of him, Tim Donovan, the Heat PR guy, goes, you know, you could ask your questions, but let some other people ask about the event. So tonight I'm going to Udonis Haslam and Dwayne Wade are announcing the grand opening of their new pizza restaurant in Aventura. And I'm going to wind up being that guy again because I find it hard to believe that 11 days before camp, the question of whether he's playing or not still is going to be up in the air. And you know what? Whether they prefer serving with pepperoni or sausage, whether they say it's a thin crust or it's a pan pizza, you and I could debate that some other time. Are you playing this season or not?
Yeah, I would disagree with you there because I do think the pizza questions are more pressing, but you know how I do a show versus how you do a show, and so you and I will just have to agree to disagree.
Well, and actually, I have your question list, and it's interesting because number two is, would you agree to be a sponsor on the Hockman and Crowder show?
So I will go in with that number one. Yeah. I mean, Ira was he filled in Friday for 3 hours because Crowder left early last Friday, and we had T.J. McDonald on. Was it T.J. McDonald that was on this? Yeah, T.J. McDonald. I launched one up for TJ McDonald. Hey, do you think you guys might surprise someone this season? Ira like rolls his eyes. I'm like, hey, I'm not a journalist like you. I'm trying to tee him up for TJ McDonald.
Canning, it was awful because he did the we work for the Dolphin Station question. I then had to talk about my question was for TJ to jump in now to play a full season after jumping in the middle of last season, never mentioning the reason why he didn't play the first half of last season.
And so, even then, I was offended that you would talk to TJ McDonald in that fashion.
Your eyes. You showed me the editing machine and how you can cut the question out. So it was just crazy. And after the interview, when we played the taped interview later, all of a sudden, this is how the question goes. So TJ, what was it like missing the first half of the season? And you hear Hockman doing the invitation of me while tending to horticulture and then going with it. It was terrible.
We have different views on journalism. I thought there was actually a misleading headline about Dwayne Wade today, and it was at CBSSports.com that I saw. It was Pro Basketball Talk. The headline was, Dwayne Wade would demand to start if he returns to the Heat. But then I read the article. He didn't say that.
No. And Greg Cody did a piece for the Miami Herald, and they said there was some thought about Dwayne Wade. And I got to tell you, because after I saw that, I'm like, it just doesn't sound to me ring true that a 36-year-old guy would want to put more mileage and that on his body. He's not Kobe Bryant. He understands where he is. This is not Kobe dragging down the Lakers those last 3 years. And I've been told sort of the opposite, that there's even some thought that Dwayne wouldn't play back-to-back games and would manage his minutes a little more. Well, the last thing you can do is have someone start on Thursday and then tell people he's not available on Friday. So I don't see that as workable. I do believe there are some real issues now for the Heat, because I'm not so sure that Dion Waiters is going to be ready for the start of the regular season. And I had him penned in as the starting shooting guard alongside Goran Dragic and Hassan Whiteside at the five. Those three I thought were pretty sure. So the Heat not only have a Dwayne Wade question, but they also have a Dion Waiters question. And standing off on the side is sort of Tyler Johnson waving his hand going, hey, I make $19.5 million. So this is going to be kind of interesting when it comes to shooting guard for the Heat.
And Ira, I'm friends with Brandon Marshall, and he's still playing. Whenever I see him in the offseason, I always say, man, you going to play another year? And he's always like, man, I'm 22 right now in receiving yards of all time. I'm 13th on the receiving touchdowns list. He always knows, and that's kind of his motivation. What's Dwayne Wade's motivation? Is he counting numbers? He's not going to win a ring with the Heat. What's he playing basketball for?
And Channing, that is a perfect question for the moment for this reason. I believe the only reason he would play is for the joy of the experience, that he enjoys being an NBA player, putting on that number three jersey, being in the spotlight, still finding moments when he can do it with something incredibly well, and being part of the process, which there is nothing wrong with that. The Heat with Dwayne Wade will be a team that contends for a lower playoff seed and goes out in the first round. The Heat without Dwayne Wade will be a team that contends for a lower seed and goes out in the first round. He's not getting in the way of anyone. But if it is for the joy of the game, do you really still need to measure 11 days before the start of the season whether the joy is still there? Because, Channing, you know from your coaches, Channing, you know from your own personal experience, when you decided to sort of call it a career, you know when the season starts and your body clock gets back into training camp and training and preseason, whether you're there or not. That's concerning to me a little bit. To be less than 2 weeks for the start of camp, which opens now in just a week and a half or so, and Dwayne Wade hasn't committed, that to me rings odd. I think it's more than about money. I think it's more than about role. It has to be, do you want to be out there? Because I would have thought by now, Dwayne would have let everyone know that, of course, I'm back. I enjoyed the second half of last season, and I want to end it with a full season in this uniform.
You think it's possible Dwayne Wade will make his official announcement tonight?
I asked about that. I do not get that sense that they do not want it to overshadow the event. He is fully aware. They have put every media person in town on the invite list today. They all know what their question's going to be. I'm sure they'll diffuse it, or I still haven't decided. I'm almost curious what the wording is. Like, that's not an issue for now. That's not what we're here for tonight, or something like that. When the next question is, you know, did the Heat offer you enough? Do you feel you've been treated fairly through this process, and how that whole thing plays out? And Hop, that's my issue with this whole thing. We shouldn't be asking those questions now. We shouldn't be asking anything that makes anything questionable about Dwayne's career or the Heat. We should be getting ready for a season. We should be getting ready to eat free pizza.
Yeah, enjoy your free pizza tonight. I know where you're going. Hassan Whiteside, we went the entire offseason. Were they ever close to moving him, and will he definitely be on the roster come game one?
I think he is in many ways what they want him to be, but not in this sense. He's an immovable object. That is, his salary for the next two years going forward at $25 million plus in a shrinking league where only DeAndre Jordan among big men got big money this offseason. I think they have to rehabilitate him and play him up. And there's one thing that's been really interesting. At the start of the offseason, every other Heat player posted workout videos, especially Bam Adebayo, to a degree Kelly Olynyk, and Hassan didn't. Every video since, he's been saying basically, Hassan, on his Snapchat and Instagram, see people, I guess I'm out here working, but you have to show people that you're working. And he's been working relentlessly. And he's been at the gym where Dwayne Wade trains at Dave Alexander's place in Miami. He's been working out on the track. He's been in the Heat gym often and videoing there all the work he's been putting also. So I think he's trying to show people sort of a show you type of season, which gets me back to part B, which will be the major question for Eric Spoelstra a week from this coming Monday when he does his media session. You still have Kelly Olynyk. You still have Bam Adebayo. You still have James Johnson. If Hassan Whiteside does every single solitary thing you ask of him, is he guaranteed to play big minutes? And Hawk, that's not an answer that I think we're going to know.
Miami Dolphins had an 8-hour game Sunday. Now, Ira, yes. You have covered sports forever. Is that fair to players and fans and media to have a game drag on that long?
You know, it's interesting because I'm glad with Channing here. That's actually a question Chris Whittingham and I spoke about the last 2 days. And I will say this. Sports teams always put fans in that situation. I mean, I was the guy waiting for the Marlins-Mets to start last night, and they had a doubleheader that started 5 hours later.
That was terrible, too. That was terrible.
Give them their money back. I totally agree with that. My question for Channing is this. As a professional athlete, when you do your meticulous stretching before the game on a meticulous schedule, and you get your electrolytes, and you get your massage, and you get, I don't know if they do injections anymore, but whatever it takes, to go through that cycle twice, actually three times, before the game, after the first delay, after the second delay, that can't be good for an athlete's body to be in prime way and to avoid injury. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah, it's bad. And like you're saying, a lot of that stuff you can't take three times. The shots you can't take, the pills you can't take three times in one day. It's a one-time bam, and it lasts you about 4 hours. And now you're getting to 7 hours, and you can't put it back in your system. It did affect a lot of guys' pregame rituals.
And I think the league, once they have one lengthy delay, if there's another delay, you stop the game. And I honestly, the best way to do it, I think, finish the game the next day. Let guys sort of get their body back in shape, get back where they need to be. I know it puts fans in a bad position. You can work something out there. I understand they don't have the same bye week and there's not another chance to play the game and it's a risk. But I thought they put the players at risk, their sort of commodity out there. And I think that's another example of what happened Sunday is how weak of a players' union the NFL has. There's been no fallout. I've read nothing about it. I haven't seen anyone step up and say this could never happen again. The NFL Players Association is so pathetically weak in the face of the owners, and we know there's political issues and other stuff, but I thought Sunday should have been a real touchstone moment for players where they say, this can't happen again. Instead, hey, we got through it. We got the result we need. We move forward. We collected our paychecks. Now you can sign players and not guarantee their deals. I thought it was bad from a football standpoint, let alone what they did to the fans. The product, I understand, is the most important thing. I think they did their players no favors.
Ira, the problem is there for most players, you get paid per game. It's your contract divided by 16, so please don't stop this game because I need that check on Tuesday.
What I'm saying is, and then just finish the game Monday. And I don't care about logistics, and I understand the travel managers have to put them back in a hotel, and the team people have to then get the field reset, and maybe the fans don't get what they want, and the people who played one-day fantasy have to wait a little. But that's the thing is, you play the game anyway. It's not like you can't say you can't play on Monday because it's too short a week. Well, one team gets screwed doing that every week anyway, and you would have done it during the day in similar conditions, but at least the players' bodies would have been in better shape. I understand sometimes the day after is even tougher for football players. But I would just think going forward, there should almost be a policy on what the allowable length of a delay is for an NFL player and the amount of delays you can have in a game. Because you know what? Lightning ain't going anywhere, and it definitely could impact another situation more than just the Eagles season opener that was delayed. Fine, you have one delay, that's one thing. This was crazy, and I don't think it was fair to anyone, including, like Chris Whittingham and I said, wait a minute, they're telling fans to seek shelter, but they have those security guards lining the field during the entire delay. What about those people?
Yeah, it seemed to be a lot of conflicting signals being sent during the
work risk. Work risk.
As part of the work risk. It should be like, you know, they have on flights, right? They have limits now. There's limits as to how long you can be on the taxiway.
I've been on planes where they say also that the pilots are over their hours. That the pilot has worked too many hours today because of this delay.
No, but how about waiting on the runway? I know you travel for your living. What's the longest that you've waited?
It's like within 3 hours they have to pull you back or give you food or give you vouchers. It's not like those 12-hour delays they used to have. They've completely changed that now because some of those situations of people literally dialing 911 to get off the plane. So you think if it could take care of passengers, you can take care of football players and football fans.
What's the longest you've ever spent, you know, before taking off? You're waiting, and then you're waiting, and then there's a weather delay, and then they say, all right, now we're 18th in line to take off.
14 hours in Sacramento, and it was funny. I was on the plane with other riders, and I got to give them all the credit. The pilot twice ordered pizza from the airport restaurant for them to bring on the plane and
feed us. Wait a second.
That's cool.
14 hours on the runway. On the runway or the entire...
We were on the plane, and we could get off for a little while, and then we went back out, and there was a weather system they simply couldn't get around. So we were not on the runway for 14 hours, but I'd say we had probably a couple of 3 hours shift out there, trying to see if the thunderstorm would let us take off before they brought us back. Then the pilot wound up over hours, but they had another flight crew. But the pilots went to California Pizza Kitchen and basically said, and I, from what I could tell, literally paid out of his pocket and said, I want to buy every pizza you have available. And they literally came up and down the aisle with napkins and with pizzas just to feed people.
Oh, that was very nice of them.
If you have sex on a plane, but it's on the ground, are you in the Mile High Club?
That's a great question, Ira.
Unless the plane takes off from Denver, then you're already a mile high.
All right, fair enough. That was good. He had an answer ready to go.
It seems like Ira's been a part of that before.
Have you been a part of that, Ira? Yes or no? Just wink.
I could say I've been a part of it. On the last flight I took to Vegas, when a couple kept going to the bathroom in tandem next to me, as if there was any doubt what was going on.
I like that.
They kept going over and over, Ira. That was drugs. Nobody's having sex eight times. That was drugs.
I like the fact that I said yes or no answer with a wink. I gave you totally conflicting instructions on the answer, too.
Well, and let's face it. Look, I'm a Jewish guy. I've been married this long. So even if we are walking down halfway between the aisle and the door, I got a headache. So who am I kidding? I know what's going on in my life.
Ira Winderman, he covers the NBA and the Heat for the Sun Sentinel. And he will be there. So it's Dwayne Wade and Udonis Haslem tonight?
Dwayne Wade, Udonis Haslem. I believe, like LeBron, they're actually calling the event the decision. So it'll be interesting.
What's the name of their restaurant?
It is 800 Wood-Fired Chicken. 800-degree Wood-Fired Chicken.
All right. And it's in Aventura?
Wood-Fired Kitchen. I'm an idiot. 800 degrees Wood-Fired Kitchen.
That's some hot yard bird.
That'd be a great slogan for it.
That's some hot yard bird.
You know what, guys? I'm not invited now. It's at the Aventura Mall on an out parcel. It is invitation only the first two nights, today and tomorrow, and then I'm not exactly sure when they're open for business, but this will sort of be the big night when they get started.
How did I not get invited to this? I get invited to all this crap, and I'm in Aventura all the time.
Check your junk folder there.
I love Aventura Mall. I rave about Aventura Mall.
Check your junk folder.
See you, Ira.
I'll go eat some 800-degree chicken. Thank you, fellas.
That's some hot yard bird.
That's some hot yard bird. When he first said, I was like, damn, 800-degree chicken.
That would be flash-fired chicken, right? I mean, that chicken would be...
dry as hell.
Crispy on the outside. Salmonella on the inside. In the next segment, I have to play for everybody. Something happened on TV yesterday that is just going to delight this audience. So I'll play it for everybody in the next segment.
I'm not making whoopee on no plane. I'm making whoopee in a Buick. And that's why you need to get to your South Florida Buick GMC dealers right now.
That's why? Because you're making whoopee in a Buick?
The 2018 lineup got so much space.
Why are you here, sir? Well, I'm here because Crowder's making whoopee in a Buick.
The Regal, the Enclave, the Encore, make whoopee in any of them. The lineup's awesome. Honestly, guys, Buick is amazing. The beauty, the performance, the comfort, the safety, that is Buick. Riding around smooth, comfortable, your passengers are comfortable, your spouse, your kids, they're comfortable. I love the 4G Wi-Fi. It's its own hotspot in all the Buicks. The Apple CarPlay for comfort. Sirius XM radio. Everyone in your car is going to be happy. And all the Buicks have 5-star safety ratings. The best you can get for peace of mind on the road. But I want to introduce you to the Buick Enclave Avenir. When you guys see that Avenir signature inscribed on the door of the Enclave Avenir, you know there's a first-class experience waiting for you inside. Inside that Avenir, 3 rows of first-class seating for up to 7 folks. You can get 7 folks in this beautiful car with the crafted leather appointed first and second row seats, so comfortable, as well as a spacious interior and wood-toned accents. I'm telling you, go check out the Avenir, the Enclave Avenir. You're going to fall in love. On the outside, you got 20-inch alloy wheels, and the Avenir grill is going to grab attention of everybody on you on the road. Everybody in any parking lot, you're going to be the talk of anywhere you go in your Enclave Avenir. It's time to discover the new standard in Buick luxury. It's time to discover the Enclave Avenir at your South Florida Buick GMC dealer.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
I've told a great story. Before I play this sound for you that everyone is going to delight in, I just delighted in the commercial break in bursting a young man's bubble.
You are so mean.
Tito, who's getting ready to produce Alex Dono's show tonight at 6 o'clock, he's telling me, I had a Caesar salad for lunch. Like, he's being healthy. I told him I had some vegetables for lunch. He's like, I had a Caesar salad for lunch. So I said to him, a Caesar salad has as many calories as a Big Mac. Yep. Like, there's nothing healthy about a Caesar salad. And I'm not hating on Caesar salad. I love a Caesar salad, but there's a reason that it tastes so good. There's a reason that you ordered a Caesar salad, not a garden salad. Like, think about it. Think about it. Because a Caesar salad tastes good because that dressing, yeah. I mean, it's you're pouring sauce all over it.
Get you some vinaigrette next time.
Yeah, get a vinaigrette. Yeah. Get a raspberry vinaigrette. No chicken, no croutons, no cheese. So he's like, no way a Caesar salad. And I said, look up a Caesar salad at Friday's, Applebee's, Panera, where he got it. And he did. He looked up the calories. Then he looked up the calories on a Big Mac. What did you say? It was like 27 calories off?
Correct.
27 calories off. And he goes, he just has this moment. He lets it all sink in. And he just goes, this is effing bull bleep. And it was like, wow. It's one of those moments where you realize the tooth fairy doesn't exist. The Caesar salad fairy. A lot of people, they think, if I order anything that's got salad in it.
Exactly.
Right? It's one of the greatest hoaxes.
Man, Cobb salad.
A taco salad. Have you ever seen someone? This drives me crazy. I'm watching myself, so I got a salad. Oh, what kind of salad you get? Taco salad. Taco salad? So you got nachos on top of lettuce?
Yeah.
And you think that you're watching yourself?
Ridiculous.
It's one of the greatest hoaxes perpetrated by the restaurant industry. If you name something salad, you think you're getting something healthy.
And they eat a trough of it.
A trough.
They eat a gallon of salad.
I was joking.
Crowded there.
I was going to let him
roll. Crowded. All right. Here's Crowded.
That gets me.
Yeah.
You choke up and now I get made fun
of. No, because you're the worst at this, as evidenced by this.
And some of those.
Wait, is it like a further clip?
Where he goes, some of those. Whoa.
You all right?
I like
when he goes, whoa.
I couldn't breathe for a second, man. That's...
And some of those.
Disgusting. You all right? It is disgusting. Satchmo over here.
And some of those.
And some of those. Whoa.
You all right? But anyway... People order a salad or like those. I'm watching myself. I got a Caesar wrap and fries. Like a Caesar wrap and fries? Nothing healthy about that order. Tito's so disappointed back there.
It's kind of the same, too, like with lemonade. Oh, I'm not going to drink soda. I'm going to drink lemonade.
This drives me crazy, too. I'm totally cutting out soda. I'm only drinking iced tea, lemonade, or fruit punch. What? It's not the carbonation that's making you fat.
Those bubbles on them.
It's the sugar. You're cutting out the wrong thing.
Those bubbles are getting them.
Don't cut out the bubbles. Cut out the sugar.
It's funny because you should go seltzer water. Right. All the bubbles you want. No sugar.
And you get I drink bubbly, you get the feel that you're opening a soda can or whatever. But people do that. Valerio, you nailed that one. People do that all the time. I'm going to lose weight. I'm cutting out soda, which is a great idea. It's a great way to lose weight because you're just drinking sugar. And by the way, I drink plenty of soda, so I'm not castigating you. Like, I drink plenty of soda. But people go, I'm cutting out soda. A large fruit punch, please. And throw a little lemonade in there, too. Give a little spice. I go, I thought you were you're cutting out soda. Yeah. I'm not getting anything from the soda machine. Okay. You're getting the same thing.
Exactly.
There's just no bubbles.
They
dislike the bubbles.
Bubbles
have no sugar in it. The bubbles have air in it.
No bubble, no sugar in bubbles, huh?
Anyway.
And wrap. They think that. Remember, I think Wendy's had a wrap, but it was a burger, bacon, lettuce, mayonnaise, ketchup inside of a wrap. And that's healthy?
Like
Big Mac had a wrap.
Yes.
Like, that's not healthy.
Yes. Nothing healthy about that. But you put wrap on it, mm-hmm. and people think, oh, this got to be healthier than a sandwich. It's a wrap.
So silly.
I'm watching myself. I got a wrap. Oh, what was in the wrap? Turkey, cheddar, bacon, some dressing, and extra cheese. What? Oh, but it was a wrap.
I'll tell you the secret to dieting. Close your damn mouth. That's the one thing nobody wants to do. They want to pinch their stomach up with staples. They want to put bypass, gastricize, whatever that crap. Close your mouth and don't stop and get no food. Humans can live, 3 weeks without food? You don't have to eat every damn day. That's how you lose weight. I just told you. You're welcome. You don't have to send me no money.
Dr. Atkins over here.
No, and Atkins. Atkins says don't eat bread or whatever that is. Just don't eat.
What's that
just
surgery?
Hold out.
What's that surgery called?
Gastric bypass?
Yeah, by gastrolyze. Yeah.
Man, these people staple their stomach up so they can't eat. Think about that. You're so greedy, you have to make your stomach small so you don't pile up a bunch of damn food into it.
So staple your mouth.
What? No. Just close your damn mouth.
You shouldn't staple your stomach. You should staple your mouth.
You know what? Get your jaw wired. And only you can only be able to sip out the little straws.
Get your hair did. Which brings me to the sound I wanted to play.
So, get your hair did.
We played and delighted in it. There was a viral video of a lady who did Missy Elliott it was a park. You reached out to her, right? We couldn't get her on the show.
Yeah, she ignored me.
All right, but we understand why now.
She got big.
Well, so she was big. So it's at a park, and she's like rapping karaoke. Missy Elliott in front of like a pickup truck, and there's a lady walking by behind her with a plate. Jigga. It's my best impersonation. Lady with the plate. Lady with the plate. So
the plate dance.
What was this lady's name? Do you remember what her name was? I had it at some point. Anyway.
Real normal.
She, it was like a normal name.
Yeah.
Normal Midwestern name. Mary?
Probably double name. Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Yeah, one of those.
One of those.
And some of those.
How about this? If you're ever hungry and you think you're going to overeat, think of Crowder saying this.
And some of those.
You'll lose your appetite. You're immediately not hungry anymore.
How y'all swung this on me? I was sitting here minding my business.
Yeah, Hawk flimmed me
up. He flimmed me up.
All right, so this lady, we played the song, and we've given DBJ a couple lines, and he says that he's doing it this Saturday.
Set up top, number one on the list.
You're a fly girl. Get your nails done. Get a pedicure. Get your hair did.
We gave him that line. He says he's going to do it. That's the actual lady. She's the white Missy Elliott. Mary Halsey, and she tweeted out the video of herself doing the song at karaoke in the park, and Missy Elliott retweeted it, and that's why it went viral. And I said when we first played that sound, this woman's going to end up on Ellen. That is like perfectly cut out for Ellen.
Sure, no way.
She ends up on Ellen.
You were right.
Here's a little bit of the interview with Ellen, and she goes out to perform, and then you'll hear a big eruption because Missy Elliott actually walks out on stage to rap with her.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi. Okay, first of all, who's the person behind you walking around with ice cream like that's not a big performance of yours?
Name is Lynn.
Lynn.
And I just met her that day.
Okay, so she doesn't seem like she was as impressed as she should have been.
Oh, no, they were all having a blast.
Okay, good.
Yeah. All right, love the
so
way
is that
she
something
talks.
That it,
they
it was
were
like
having
a
blast.
Or something? It's like something you do on a regular basis?
Well, it's a once a year at Goddard Park, they have a karaoke Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And so it's the 13th time they've had it. It's the second time I've been there.
Okay. And did you do Work It last year as well?
I did do Work It last
okay.
year. I don't know if there was any videos. It didn't make it to you.
No. But, well, it made it to me because I think it went viral because Missy Elliott saw it. And then she put it out there, and that's how everybody got it.
That is how it all happened.
Yeah, I mean, that must have been amazing that Missy Elliott saw your...
I have to sit back. I can't even tell you. It was a shock. I never expected this. I put it out there and said, you want to go viral? But I never thought it would happen.
Picture like a big, heavy Midwestern woman in a house coat.
Flower print.
Yeah.
Did you decide that day you were the funky white sister? All right, well, we can't have you here without you performing for us. Will you do it?
All right, so here she goes. She goes up on stage. This has like 40 million views on Ellen's YouTube channel. This is the Funky White Sista. It's a little bit of her performance, and then you'll hear the crowd erupts because Missy Elliott walks out.
Hi, everybody. I'm at the Ellen Show. First time exclusive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Missy's Funky White Sista is in the house. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. Is your pimimip is win yip? Is your pimimip is win yip? If you got a big boop, let me search ya. Find out how hard I gotta work ya. Is your pimimip is win yip? Is your pimimip is win yip? I like to get to know ya so I can show ya. Put a hurtin' on ya like I told ya. Give me all your numbers so I can phone ya. Your girl act stick dead, call me over. Not on the bed, lay me on your sofa. Call before you come, I need to shame my toe. You do or you don't, or you will or won't ya. Go downtown and eat it like a vulture. See my hips on my tips, don't ya. See my ass and my lips, don't ya. Lost a few pounds and my waist for ya. This is gotta be the goal. Rat-ta-ta. Rat-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. You sex me so good, I say blah, blah, blah. Work it, I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I pull a day down, flip it and reverse it. It's your woman to be fine, yeah. It's your woman to be fine, yeah. If you got a big head, let me search you. Find out how hard I gotta work it. Yeah. It's your woman to be fine, yeah. It's your woman to be fine. If you're a fly girl, get your nails done. Get a pedicure. Get your hair done. Boy, lift it up, legs make a toaster.
She keeps going, man.
Drug is gonna bring us closer. Don't I look like a Halle Berry poster?
See the Belvedere playing tricks on ya.
Yeah.
That is so great. So there she is on the Ellen Show, as predicted on this program.
You called it.
I called it. You wanted Hugh Jackson as the Dolphins head coach. We learned that earlier. I successfully, you have it. This is Crowder. Several years ago, he wanted Hugh.
Only Hugh can make the fins get right.
You 131-1.
Yeah, you know everybody messes up.
Can make the dark.
Never know, man. South
right.
Beach, you might have thrived.
I know.
Oh.
Only you.
Football season is here. It's happening. It's all about the Hugh. It's all about the you. And all about Deal Volvo. Deal's been selling Volvos for almost 30 years on Bird Road. You know where it is. It's just off US 1 right near the U. Deal Volvo, best location, great selection, great service department, most of all, the best prices. And I know a lot of people do car shopping on the weekends. Well, I like to think around 4:30 Thursday is when the weekend officially begins. So you got to think about getting over to Deal Volvo. Going to be a September to remember during their first 2019 model sale of the year. Shop their huge selection of 2019 models and take advantage of exclusive deals and incredible savings on 2019 XC60 models, XC90 models, and more. Gotta get to Deal Volvo, the perfect combination of luxury and safety. The lots are loaded. Just pick your color for the best prices of the year. Visit Deal Volvo, where it's all about the DEEL. They're US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U. You can call them at 305-444-2222 or visit DealVolvoCars.com.
If you're a fly girl, get your nails done. Get a pedicure. Get your hair did.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Something happened with the Marlins?
Oh, yeah.
Something happened. I didn't even know the Marlins were playing.
Peter O'Brien. Know the name?
No.
Neither do I. He scored. 3-2 Marlins.
So we have this thing on the show. We play this song if the Marlins do something good while we're on the air. Every now and then they have afternoon games, and this is our auditory clue. And I had no idea. I'm not even watching the Marlins game. I've got Judge Judy on. So what... What's the score?
3-2, top of the seventh. They're leading the Mets.
All right, and the Marlins, they're still in the Major League Baseball?
Yeah, they're still in the Major League Baseball.
All right.
Well, kick them out.
Did you know that they were in the Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're in the league still. I don't think they're making much noise, but they're there.
Let me see. They are 24 games back of the Braves in the NL East. They are 30 games under 500.
All right.
About to be 29.
Okay. All right.
Don't jinx them.
Yeah, it's a rebuild, man. It's on a rebuild.
Yeah. I read this article in the first segment of the show, and I just wanted to share it with everybody again because I know there's new listeners, and it's fascinating. You had no idea, right? When I said to you, do you know how big a game this is for Miami and Toledo?
No.
You had no idea what I was talking about.
I was taking it as a regular cupcake game.
And Valero, did you have any idea?
No idea.
So I saw this article. It's in The Blade, which is the newspaper in Toledo, and the headline was interested. It said, how Toledo unbelievably got Miami to visit the Glass Bowl, which, by the way, is a great name for a stadium, and a bong.
Huh?
So this is what it says. This is shocking, right? This is, like, I just thought Miami's going to play a road game, and this, listen to this. When the hometown U, which is what they call the University of Toledo, when the hometown U let out that it landed a home football game against the U, it may as well have announced free ride to Mars on the rocket outside the Glass Bowl. It is the Toledo Rockets. The five-time national champion Miami Hurricanes were coming to little old Toledo. Good one. There was a lot of surprise, Toledo athletic director Mike O'Brien said. Then suspicion. Do you think they'll actually come here? The non-believers asked him, wary that the contract stipulated Miami could buy its way out of the trip for $750,000. That was 8 years ago. On Saturday, pigs will indeed fly. It is here, it is real, and it will be spectacular. The most anticipated home game in school history. Number 21 Miami at Toledo. We've never seen anything like it, and we never will again.
That's crazy.
This is unbelievable. I have to know what goes on in Toledo, by the way, that this game, we will never see anything like it, and we never will again.
They're treated like a unicorn. Like, I mean, this is a mythical beast.
I can't think of the last time that I felt this way about something coming to my town.
And you're guaranteeing it's never going to happen again.
This is so big that not even the bangiest Friday night banger could keep bleary students away. So big that it's one of the hottest tickets in the nation, with the cheapest seats on the online secondary market running $70 or three times the get-in-the-door price for Michigan's visit from SMU. So big that Hurricanes coach Mark Richt, no stranger to big-time scenes, predicted, quote, it will be wild and, quote, as loud as it can be. It goes on and on. So here's the interesting thing. Let me just scroll down here. Now, I know you're all wondering, how'd we get here? How did Miami get to come to Toledo? Great question. As best we figured it, it was the product of O'Brien, that's the athletic director, O'Brien's relationship with Kirby Hocutt, the Miami AD at the time the home and home series was announced in 2010. The two men previously worked together at Kansas State as colleagues in the MAC. Maybe Hocutt, who was the Ohio AD from 2005 to 2008, was tossing his old friend and league a bone. Problem is, Hocutt has since moved on to Texas Tech. He also gifted us Al Golden. Ask him what he was thinking. He said he doesn't know. The memory issues bug appears to be going around. I think very highly of Mike O'Brien and Blake James. Hocutt wrote in an email, enjoy the matchup, but I honestly don't feel like I'm able to recall the facts of the situation enough to help you. Anywho, basically, this game at Toledo is Toledo's Super Bowl. It's the biggest thing to hit Toledo in forever and will be.
They're going to approach it that way.
Well, that's what I said earlier. I'm a little more concerned now because you're going to have a fan base and a team that is amped up beyond belief.
So let me just get this straight. They could have paid over the last 8 years, they could have paid Toledo 750 racks.
There was a $750,000 buyout.
And if you think about this, they can't make over $750,000 to have the game here. Because if you were going to make $2 million, you give them $750,000 and you walk with the other, what, $125,000?
you'd have to stroke a check for $750,000 and then hope that you could schedule a game that would generate more than enough to cover that.
UM games don't make $800,000?
I don't know. I don't know what their deal is with Hard Rock Stadium. And unless you have a powerhouse in there.
Because I was about to say, that seems like easy. Because my thought was, the whole thing was, hey, guys come to the Swamp in Florida. Guys come to UGA. Guys come to the Cane. You pay them $1 million to come get their ass whooped.
Right.
That was the thought of a cupcake game. Y'all don't make $1 million in the game? Because that was the thought, is that $1 million get your ass whooped. We make $3 million. We get two. We give you one. Everybody's happy.
I don't think Miami pays that much for cupcakes. I'd be curious how much Savannah State got for their ass kicking last weekend. A couple hundred grand? Like, I don't think Miami pays millions for those.
And I'm not talking trash. It's going to sound like it. Is it because it's a private school, or why do y'all not have money?
No, yeah, yeah. I mean, we know that the fan base is so much smaller. I mean, how many students go there and how many graduates have you had at UM versus how many you get at a public school like Florida or FSU or Michigan or Ohio State?
Because that's true, is that I don't care who Florida play. Even now, and they're not that good, I'm not bragging, but you can play Toledo, you can play Western Michigan, you can play FAMU. 97,000 people are coming to Gainesville to sit in that stand.
No doubt.
You play a cupcake at UM. You ain't getting 60.
That's why you got to have Montel Jordan out there to sing This Is How We Do It.
Nope. Monkeys riding dogs.
Omar Kelly is going to join us in the next segment, and we'll talk some Dolphins with him. I always like to reference.
Who was the AD when they made that deal?
For UM?
Yeah.
Kirby Hokut?
I got a new one, Bobby. The Winky Dinky Hoe-cake. 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 Hoes got to eat too, right?
Right.
Right.
Hoes got to eat. Hollywood Shuffle. You ever see Hollywood Shuffle?
No. Every time you say his name, I think about that scene.
Because hoes got to eat, too. Winky Dinky Dog. Winky Dinky Hoe Cake.
It's a funny movie.
I get excited when I'm talking about Dave and Buster's. Omar Kelly, by the way, next segment. Dave and Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. You know how much I love that place. They've got happy hour Monday through Friday, 3:45 till 7. That is the perfect after-work happy hour. Cocktails just $3, $4, and $5. During happy hour, bar bites are only $5. That includes Asian chicken wonton nachos, loaded pot stickers, guacamole and chips, Kobe meatball sliders, Bavarian pretzels, and Mexican street corn quesadillas. And Dave and Buster's, the one in Hollywood there, they've still got their late night happy hour, 10 p.m. until close, Sunday through Thursday. They've got specials almost every day of the week. Coming up on Sunday, $3 mimosas, $3 Bloody Marys. Now, if you're looking to watch football this season, college or NFL, you won't do much better than Dave and Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. So many TVs, like crystal clear, brilliant TVs. The sound system is awesome. The views from everywhere. They've got great food. The atmosphere. There's a reason that you'll always find me at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood with friends and family during football season. And it's because it's the perfect place to watch a game. And man, do I love their food there. The bar burgers. That is my suggestion during any game. Gotta make Dave and Buster's in Hollywood your football watching headquarters this season. They're just east of I-95 between Sterling and Sheridan. Dave and Buster's. Eat, play, drink, walk. Watch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.